This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Take advantage of the Moonshine Madness. Tailgate Moonshine is available, and we got a great deal there for you. Also, take part in our Bracket Challenge, powered by NetSuite, live right now at foxsportsradio.com. Have a new poll question coming up, hour two. Reese Davis, popular host of College Game Day, will join us here in a little bit. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning, those watching on Peacock. Thank you for allowing us into your day. And those listening on our radio affiliates around the world, 402 cities carrying this program. First four is tonight, and you're going to have Virginia and Colorado State, Howard and Wagner. And, of course, these don't officially matter from the standpoint of filling out your brackets. This is just sort of the cocktail hour before you get to March Madness. You know, you're going to have some appetizers there, maybe some finger sandwiches there. Then all of a sudden, you're going to go Thursday all in. It's like when you go to the movie theater and you see the trailer for a movie. That's what this is. It's kind of the trailer for March Madness. And maybe we'll see one of these teams come out of the first four and advance. It's almost become commonplace that there's a team that gets hot. And what happens is you probably had to win down the stretch, scratch and claw to get in to be into the first four. Therefore, you're already in tournament mode because you knew if you lost, you weren't going to make the tournament. And we see teams that kind of sneak up on the teams that they're playing, teams that are probably better. But that team has momentum. They played a game. They might have played two games. And all of a sudden, you're not ready for that. And that's why we've seen some surprises. I mean, UCLA beating Michigan State. VCU back in 2011, which is the first year that they expanded. And they're going to expand. We talked to Seth Davis. He works for CBS. He's their basketball analyst. And he said it's not a question of if, but when. And it might be next year that we expand and maybe we put in eight more schools there. You're still going to have coaches and fan bases who complain if they don't make it into the field of 76. I don't think they were ever going to 96, but I do think the NCAA was trying to gauge what the reaction was going to be. And I think the reaction was an overwhelming no, but I think it's sort of that trickle. It's not a guillotine. It's a, you know, water torture here. We're going to break you down a little bit. We're going to add eight more schools in here. Nobody's going to have a problem with that, right? But if we went from 68 to 96, then I think people would. I mean, look at college football. We were at four. First, we were at two. Then we finally got to four. And then four, we went to 12. We're not at 12 yet officially. And now we're going to move to 14 in 2 years. That's how it works. And that's what's going to happen with March Madness. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We'll talk to Reese Davis coming up. Poll question for hour two is what?
Well, I think just to be fair to Seth, we have to leave a couple of these up.
Okay.
Two Davises enter the octagon. Which one's coming out? Right now, Reese is still dominating Seth.
Okay.
Also more dominant in their field. That's ticked up now to 75%, Reese.
Wow. Okay.
I'm really sorry.
I don't know if
that.
We want to leave it up. It feels like the numbers keep going up with Reese Davis.
And maybe it'll just for this hour, but we'll take him down for hour three, I guess. I don't know. It just feels like we're picking on him at this
Reese
point.
Will make a great appearance here, and that's going to add.
Maybe he doesn't.
No, he will.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. Reese is a pro's pro.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, and where would you rather watch the first 4 days of the tournament? Sportbook. Sportsbook is essentially the Reese Davis of this poll question, also dominating. Okay. Man, I didn't mean for that to get so ugly.
Yeah, yeah, it got ugly quickly. So Reese will join us on loan from ESPN's College Game Day. Also, I asked the question, Paulie's doing some research, are there more dunks in the NBA or less dunks in the NBA? We're going to play that game. Yes, Paul?
Are you ready to play? Or do you want to wait?
Less dunks?
Okay, before we go,
okay,
let's make our guess and what we base our guess on.
Okay.
I'll go for it. I would think that there's...
Wait, but you know the answer.
I'm going to give you my rationale before...
Well, no, you can't give me your rationale because then that's going to change my opinion. You have to...
My rationale hasn't changed by getting the email, though.
But you have to recuse yourself.
Cool.
Marvin, more dunks now in the NBA or less dunks?
More dunks now.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I don't know, Paul, what were you going to say? I go with whatever you said.
Whatever Paul says?
Yeah, whatever he was about to, his rationale, whatever that was, that's what I was going to go
with. He was going to answer it because he got the answer.
I'm going to guess it's slightly less.
Todd?
My thought is less dunks.
I'm going to say more dunks. Paul?
Just to review, dunks are way up in the NBA, especially the past couple of years. The stats only go back to the mid-90s, but in the mid-90s, there's about 3.2 dunks per game. And in the 80s, they said it was about the same, probably about 3.2 dunks per game per team. So each team had 3.2 dunks. Now, in the past 2 years, it's up to 4.7 dunks per game per team.
And then you had Anthony Edwards dunk last night. That should count as around 3.42. Yes, Paul.
Do you think dunks are way up because of the spreading out of the three-point line or the lack of defensive challenges to dunks?
I would say the lack of, well, the defense is different now than it was. And I think you can put a body on, you used to be able to put a body on somebody. You could put your hand on them. You could do a forearm on them. You can't do that. So I would say it's a combination of we're scoring more. It's wide open more. And more guys are on the perimeter, therefore, and how many rim protectors do we have? I mean, Rudy Gobert is always up there for one of the all-NBA teams just because he blocks shots. He's not a great player. Now you have Victor Wembanyama in there. But look at the big men. You know, is Giannis a rim protector? Brooke Lopez is more of a rim protector, I think. The Joker, is he blocking a lot of shots? Karl Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid, your big men are forced to play on the perimeter because the other team's big man is on the perimeter there. And maybe you're not getting that guy who's just camping out down below. Yes, Todd?
What about social media encouraging or instigating personal attention and highlights beyond the days of SportsCenter? Just like, you know, kind of look at me. If you have an opportunity to do a dunk and it's going to make it all over the place, then maybe you're more encouraged to do that.
Well, I think everybody's in love with the three. I think if you ask players, do you want a dunk or a three? They'll take the three. Guys who have been able to dunk all their life, but now they get to the point when they're shooting threes, well, it's just different. You know, I shot all of my life, but if I got the chance to be just dunking during warmups, that was awesome. But, you know, making a three, making a jump shot, you know, that's normal. If you said to Steph Curry, you want a three or a dunk, he'd probably say, man, I'd love to have a dunk. Yes, Mark.
And you got to see the reaction when a big guy hits a three-pointer. The bench goes crazy because guess what? They've been seeing the 6'10 guy dunk all season long. So when he hits that three-pointer, everyone's going berserk on the bench.
Yeah, Paul.
Even though last night we had two dunks that are poster dunks, like classic 80s, 90s poster dunks, it feels like the stuff that gets more bigger attention is when someone crosses someone over and they fall backwards. That to me is, I don't know if that's the goal of players these days, but when I see a crossover, college or pro, and someone trips over their ankles, that will stay with you for weeks.
Mm. All right, so hour two, Reese Davis will join us coming up. some NFL news, also baseball news. The Giants quietly landed a two-time Cy Young winner, Blake Snell. It's weird how baseball, you know, their free agency period is not like the NFL's. Like, this stretched on and on and on and on. Where the season starts, you know, well, it starts in Korea with the Dodgers, or Japan, but it's next week is when everybody is playing for real.
Off the scrap heap, just kind of laying there, Cy Young winner. No, who cares about Blake Snell
in the rotation? Crazy. Chase Young is going to the Saints. It's a one-year deal. And Josh Dobbs goes to the 49ers to replace Sam Darnold. How about Jimmy G? Jimmy Garoppolo went to the Jimmy Garoppolo-est type of move here team, the L.A. Rams. Like, if you're thinking Jimmy Garoppolo, that seems to be, that's a lifestyle choice. He probably had better choices, maybe, but he probably went, nah, I think L.A. sounds pretty good for me. Maybe pick up a paycheck or two, maybe learn something from Sean or Matt, and should be good. You know, just maybe slip into Hollywood after that. Yes, Paul?
He's single, Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe, you know, he took care of the Eastern Seaboard, ran out there, went out to Vegas. Mm. Vegas did a couple years there, and now L.A., big pool of talent.
Okay, all right.
And that wasn't a statement from him. That was just my guess.
Okay, yeah. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan Dennett. Thanks for taking my call. I have an NCAA question and also a stat of the day. But really, I do come here for all of my Creed music news. And you forgot to announce that Scott Stapp, with arms wide open, is a grandpa now. Just wanted everybody to know. But anyways,
Was it his son, Jagger, who had a baby, his wife? Do we know?
I believe so. I didn't check which son. It was his son that he wrote arms wide open for when he was born in 1998.
Okay.
Just a little history.
I played golf with Scott Stapp, and his wife had the baby, Jagger, I think, that in a carriage while we were playing golf. And I just remember that this newborn was there. Now you're telling me, Andrew, that maybe he's married with a child, and that's making me feel old. Okay, what else do you have, Andrew?
All right, I was going to see last year the combined rank of all the seeds in the Final Four was 23. You had a 4-seed UConn, 5-seed Miami and San Diego State, and 9-seed Florida Atlantic. I want to know, this year I see a lot of chalk happening. I don't know if you see that happening anytime this year as far as, you know, that combined rank. Also, is Seton's wife going to come back for a repeat of last year in the bracket?
Oh, that's right. Forgot all about that. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, she crushed last year.
Yeah.
Crushed.
Your wife. Yeah.
Yeah, she had like news stations calling her to do interviews. The craziest thing that's ever happened.
We never see it happening when it comes to, oh my God, the total combined seeds is 23. I mean, we don't. Like, if I said that this year, would you be surprised? And the answer is, of course you'll be surprised. You're not sure who's the, you know, outlier, who's an 11 that's going to make it to the Final Four. I would take the under of 23, the combined seeds, if we put those numbers together into the Final Four, I'm going to go under 23. And I think most people would. Now, there's going to be a couple of surprises. There always is. It's, can you have a team surprise two teams or three teams? Because that's usually what it takes. There is that one surprise. Then all of a sudden, it's like, well, you're not surprising that team. Now they know what to expect. That's when, you know, that's that magic that we love, where you're unstoppable. And that's always fun when you get that team that makes a run. Keith in Indiana. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I have a quick question for you. By the way, first time, long time, 5'10", a very beery 230. My question today to you is, I will ask and then hang up. Do you believe there will ever be a all transfer portal team to win the NCAA tournament?
Well, if you're saying starting five, I don't think you could do the all, your entire team is transfer portal.
I mean, that was kind of last year.
Yeah.
Last year's champion was kind of all transfers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I could see your starting five, like UConn. Yeah, Paul.
That's what I was going to say. UConn's roster last year, I remember when the season started with UConn last year, it's like a bunch of guys who came from other places, and they started out real shaky. They didn't start out great, UConn last
year. Yeah. Well, I remember talking to Danny Hurley's dad, the great coach Bob Hurley, and he said that Danny probably had a false impression of how good his team was when they started to play really good teams. You know, you start out, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, got a pretty good team, and then you run into really good competition. Then all of a sudden you get that reset. And they needed to have that just to understand how tough this was going to be. They ended up winning the national title. Back to Blake Snell. He is, I think, represented by Scott Boras. And Scott Boras, I think, he's been dragging out free agency here, but there's a reason for that. Blake Snell reportedly wanted $240 million. He instead got $62 million, pending a physical. Matt Chapman wanted $180 million. He got $54 million. Cody Bellinger wanted $200 million or more. He got $80 million. Jordan Montgomery, still unsigned. These are Scott Boras' clients. Yeah, just felt like the market said, nah, I don't think so, Scott. That's a big differential there of what they were hoping for and what they got. Let's see. Matt in South Bend. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. It's your old friend from the Notre Dame football tailgate. As the second best shooter on this phone call, I wanted to say when a dunk's worth 3 points, I'll start doing it. And then my most intriguing potential matchup in the NCAA tournament, if Michigan State and North Carolina both win, Paxson Wojcik is a guard for North Carolina, and his dad, Doug Wojcik, is an assistant for Tom Izzo at Michigan State. So that will be an interesting matchup.
Oh, yeah. And then I think the kid just signed up with Kim Kardashian's Skims. Is that what they're called?
It is. That's correct.
So her clothing line. So Kim Kardashian is now in NIL. Like, she's spending money on these college basketball players so they'll wear her clothes that she has. They're like warm-up clothes for guys. Yes, Mark.
Say what you want about the Kardashians, but they know their business.
They do. They know how to make money. And Kim is now in the NIL business there.
Imagine getting that DM.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the ad's cool, too.
Yeah. Wait. Is this the Kim? Yes, it is. And how can I help you? I'd like for you to wear my clothes. What? No. I have a clothing line. Don't let your mind go there. I'm old enough to be your mother. Actually, how old is Kim Kardashian?
I'm going to play Guess How Old Kim Kardashian
Is. Kim? Yeah. Nobody is playing that game today. Todd, you go first. How old is Kim Kardashian?
33.
All right. Seton?
Say she's 39.
Marvin.
I'm going to say she's 43.
43. I'm going to say 41.
I'd like to make my guess. No, 43 years old. 43.
Oh, Marvin knows his Kardashians.
Yeah, so when the tape, never mind.
All righty. Reese Davis, the popular host of College Game Day, will join us coming up. More phone calls as well. Make sure you sign up. Take part in our bracket challenge. It's live right now at foxsportsradio.com. And also, make sure you take advantage of the Moonshine Madness. We don't have it very often, and when we do, it goes quickly. So make sure, if you want some tailgate moonshine, we have, I think, our four best flavors up there. I think we have salted caramel, maybe azalea. I remember somebody asked me when we were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they said, what's azalea taste like? I said, heaven. And they go, I've never known what azalea. And he said, well, we came up with azalea because this time of the year for the Masters, dogwoods and azaleas. And I thought azalea sounded like it would taste better than dogwoods. So we have azalea moonshine available. Let me take a break, and we'll come back with Reese Davis after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
No, not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Just forget
you
what
know
those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Update the poll results if you can, Seton, before we get to the popular Reese Davis from College Game Day.
Well, Dan, is there one poll question that you would like to lead with? We could go with where would you rather watch the first 4 days of the tournament? We have a sportsbook or at the game. Sportsbook is dominating.
Yeah.
We have more dominant in the Davis field. Reese or Seth. Right now, Reese, 75% of that vote. And then we've got, if two Davises enter the octagon, which one comes out, Reese or Seth?
Yeah.
Reese dominating that one as well with 71% of the vote.
I never saw Reese angry in all those years I worked at the mothership.
He's essentially UConn this year.
Oh, he is?
He's just running right
through.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Reese Davis, ESPN College Game Day host, play-by-play voice as well for the mothership. Congratulations. Guess you dominate Seth Davis. No relation.
No relation at all. Occasionally, we are mistaken for one another. I tell him it's a compliment to him and a great insult to me. So,
give me the difference. When you go to a college campus for football, college campus for basketball, what's the biggest difference in the crowds that you run into?
Monumental event in football, because everything builds to that singular day, and the entire footprint of where the stage is for the show, Dan, is the event just feels bigger. College Game Day basketball, it's a little more intimate, I think, is probably the biggest thing. There's a huge feeling of anticipation when you get on campus for game day football. And it's more like you're joining a bunch of old friends, I think, when you go for basketball.
Tournament expansion, where do you stand on this? Seth Davis said it's not a question of if it's going to happen, it's when.
I'm not a big fan of it because I think it's already plenty big. I think that's probably right that it's inevitable, but I think it's big enough now. We already have teams that we're upset about at the end of the line, and I had some differences, but not enough to really get angry about, because when you start talking about the difference between 68 and 69, it's not like arguing over Florida State, Georgia, as opposed to Alabama and Texas in football this past year. So I think it's plenty big enough, and I don't want to see it diluted to the point that the regular season is diminished more than it already has been.
Biggest surprise on Selection Sunday for you and everybody up there with you on ESPN was what?
I think it wasn't about inclusion. I think the biggest surprise to me was that UConn is the definitive number one team and overall seed, and I felt as if they really loaded up their bracket. I mean, I know we can be prisoners of the moment with all of the conference champions winding up in there, but I think it's also fair to say that they easily got the most difficult four seed in Auburn. I mean, Auburn's a team that you could pick to go to the Final Four if they weren't going to run into UConn on the other side. You also have the two in there, Iowa State, same thing. So, you know, you could argue they got the toughest two and the toughest four. And then they got Illinois, who with Terrence Shannon dropping 40 and 36 is capable of carrying a team sort of in that Kemba Walker fashion. So to me, the biggest surprise was they loaded up the region, in my judgment, for the team that is clearly the best team.
And they got to choose where they wanted to play, and then it's almost mm-hmm. like, okay, you got to do that. It's like you're choosing the restaurant you're going to. We're going to choose the menu that you get to choose from. So I agree with you on that. Storylines with the men's tournament versus storylines for the women's tournament. Feels women's like, you know, the women, they're there for a couple of years, maybe usually 3, if not 4 years, where the men's still the one and done. The difference in the storylines for you this year is how big?
I think you have the juggernaut versus the superstar storylines in the women's game, which, you know, is what Caitlin Clark has done in terms of selling out arenas, bringing attention, making people from all walks of sports life wanting to see her play is a phenomenon that we don't run across very often in college sports, and we should enjoy it. And then you have South Carolina, which appears to be all but invincible. So I think you have a couple of competing storylines there. And on the men's side, given UConn its due and the respect that it deserves, it still feels like the entire season was defined by juggernauts getting clipped. You know, we had a near record number of top 10 teams being beaten by unranked opponents. And I think that's sort of the storyline that the prevailing sentiment is. What exactly are we going to see in terms of who's going to wind up there? It's sort of like last year. I mean, you have Florida Atlantic and Miami and San Diego State all on the, and you know, and UConn wasn't a highly seeded team, but they were, I think everybody who watched the season knew how good they were. But I think there's a feeling of, will we see that type of upheaval again this year?
Is Connecticut sort of the, have they replaced Duke? Have they replaced, well, Kentucky hasn't really been up there. Mm-hmm. Indiana's not up there. Like, is Connecticut the team in men's college basketball?
They're the team, but they haven't replaced them because for a number of reasons, and I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I know they're on TV a lot, but they don't dominate television the way that Duke and Kentucky have and do. So I don't think there's the same level of disdain outside their immediate rivals. In execution and performance, yes, they're the team. And they sort of established that over the last couple of years, and they are that level from a performance standpoint. But I don't think there's the contempt, widespread contempt among other fans that you got for Duke and some of the others.
Well, it might be for their coach and Danny Hurley, but the team, I don't think there's, you know, any animosity, vitriol right. That's directed to them. Duke, it's just wearing the jersey or Kentucky. Yes. It's just wearing the jersey. And you might not like Calipari, and maybe you didn't like Krzyzewski, but with UConn, maybe it's Danny Hurley rubs you the wrong way.
I'm interested in this because I think, have you had him on the show? Have you ever had Danny on the show?
Yes, last year.
Okay, and what do you think of him? He's a funny guy, but he's an odd bird.
Quirky.
I mean, and quirky is a good word. And he'll admit that too. I mean, it's almost like Dan, you know, he does the lucky underwear thing. He does the sensory deprivation tank thing. If something's in the floor, like somebody threw a sweatshirt in his floor this year, I assume still wrapped up. So they won game, so he wouldn't move it, you know, until they lost. He stepped around it and stepped over it. And it's almost like Dan's a really smart guy, as you know. And it's almost as if he knows it's ridiculous and he knows it has nothing to do with them winning. But then there's that little piece of him that goes, but what if it does? I better not take a chance, you know? And it gives them great theater and drama around them, you know, whether he's yelling at a fan and all this stuff. He's a character, and it does bear some responsibility because with the changeover in coaches, in my judgment, he is best positioned to be the face of college basketball. So the quirkiness, good. Maybe dial back the yelling at the fans here and there, and maybe that would be better for everybody.
Reese Davis, ESPN College Game Day host, play-by-play voice of the mothership as well. But you know what? I don't know if you did this. I did this when I did SportsCenter. There was a routine that I would have to do, and it's not quirky or OCD, but it borders on that of, you know, this time I had to do it. This, I had to go watch this. I had to, like it was just weird. I needed to have some kind of schedule before I went to SportsCenter. You don't have that with College Game Day?
No, I do. I absolutely do. And it's, there are two things. The first one is for College Game Day football, especially, we have a truck driver named Tommy Marshall, who's always around the set. And I won't go up those stairs until Tommy and I have met at the bottom of the stairs and we shake hands very formally and then we hug. And when he's with us in basketball, I do it too. And in times when he's not with us in basketball, Tommy assigns someone to take that duty. So I do that. And when I sit down and I do this, whether this is game day, I started this on SportsCenter when I was doing raps too. I sort of say to myself, I call it the four P's. I want to have poise. I want to have presence, personality, and preparation. And, you know, the poise, a lot of this, and I'm not trying to blow sunshine up your skirt, but a lot of this, because I've told people over the years when I first started and people were too afraid to call you, but they would call me to say, hey, I want to get better. I would say, watch Dan Patrick. I would say, I don't try to imitate Dan's personality. Watch how Dan handles himself on camera. He's the gold standard. And I think that you've always had that poise and presence. And I don't recall us ever having that conversation, but I do credit you for taking that because I feel like that if a light falls on the set in front of me, I don't want to panic and make the people at home uncomfortable. I want to push to the side and say, we're going to get that cleaned up for you. Meanwhile, Dan Hurley's worried about, you know, this matchup and just continue on. And I feel like that you always had that grace and poise and presence. And but I say those four words to myself and I want to hug Tommy, you know, before I go on. So I guess I'm got a little bit of Hurley in me too, I guess.
But I think the more prepared you are, the more poise you have, and the more poise you have, the more presence that you have. Mm-hmm. So I just think, you know, it's all about preparation.
Yes.
I remember one night doing SportsCenter and the roof was leaking. It was raining so hard and I was on camera and I asked for a cup and I just put a cup on the set and I was collecting the rain on the set in Bristol. But we still had to do a show. It was live,
yeah.
but you could hear this bloop, bloop, and yep. It's splashing all over us. And I go, can I get a cup, please? It's raining in here. And then I just put it down there. I was like, all right, you know, whatever. Let me ask you about Nick Saban. How do you guys go to him? Does he come to you? How does that relationship work for him and TV?
Do you mean in terms of when he starts being with us on game day?
Yeah. Now it's full time. Now it's official. Not just let me do a cameo or two.
Yeah, right. I think we will spend some time going to him in the off season, and from what I've talked about, and I had a
but did he come to
him.
You guys that he wanted to do it, or did?
Oh,
you?
This is. Oh, I see. This has been going on. I guess I can say this now. This has been out there and a possibility for several years. It was a matter of when Nick wanted to do it. So I feel like this is now, some of this is beyond me, although I was fully aware of it. I think this has been coming from us to him for quite some time. When you are ready, we are ready. In fact, I haven't said this. I have recently now, but I didn't for a year. What I said to him, Dan, at the championship game, Georgia TCU, was we were having a conversation there, and I said to him, I said, Nick, I said, as an Alabama alumnus, I would prefer that you be the head coach of the Crimson Tide forever. I said, as the host of College Game Day, I'm ready for you to join this set yesterday. I said, so whatever, you know, whatever I can do to help with that transition would be great. I said, because I think you'd be phenomenal on TV. And so we, you know, I think in that standpoint, the offer has been out there for him for quite some time whenever he was ready. And to be honest, when he opted not to do it last year, I had almost said, okay, well, this is just not going to happen. You know, it's always, there's always some reason that would draw him back to the field. So I'm thrilled for him because I think he's going to enjoy this. And I'm delighted for us because he's going to add another layer to our show that's hard to find in television. He's going to be great. He's already working his tail off on the draft, which is awesome.
You know, it's tricky, though, when you have that guy that you got to be careful of how often you go to him. Like, he has to meet you guys, too. It has to be, you got to keep up with Herbie, Desmond, and that's what you're hoping for. Because I did that with Tony Dungy. I think I was trying to help him too much on the air instead of forcing him to kind of catch up and be with us. Not that he couldn't, but I think he was so used to being asked questions because that's what, you know, these coaches wait for you to ask. Now you have to be involved in the conversation. And to me, that'll be something sort of behind the curtain that I'll be looking forward to watching.
That's a great way to put it because I think, and I'd be interested to how you feel about this. It's a joke internally that if someone comes in to produce a segment, we're doing a segment for SportsCenter, if they say, Reese, tee up Kirk or whatever, I take offense at that. I always say, you want somebody to tee somebody up, get a trained SEAL. I've got stuff to do. And you said you used the phrase be involved in the conversation. Now, a host needs to know where the lines are and area of expertise. But being involved in the conversation is important for the host, and it's important for a new coach, too, not to sit back and, you know, be looking at this as if he is the only expert, which he is the ultimate one as a coach. But, you know, Kirk's opinion does not get diminished. Desmond's opinion, Pat's opinion, those judgments and Lee's judgments, they don't get diminished. They are now folded into the group. And that's a great point. But I think the good news is that Nick has been extraordinarily respectful of everyone around him and aware of what goes into it to the point where he constantly, even when he was just, you know, with us for a championship run or something, would talk to the producers about what do we need here? What are you looking for me? He really understands team, which I think is going to be of a great benefit to him.
All right.
And us.
Thanks again. Congrats again, buddy, for all your success. Thanks for joining us. And
likewise.
And roll tide.
All right, we'll see you then. Go ESPN.
Yeah. Reese Davis of the Mothership, College Game Day host and play-by-play voice as well. Yeah, it's tricky when you have the legend there and then you want to defer to them. I always, and this is the analogy, and it may not make sense to you, but Baker Mayfield went to Odell Beckham Jr., I think much to, you know, the regret of Baker Mayfield. He kept trying to make OBJ happy, and it didn't help the team. Sometimes when you have that presence there, you want to go to them and almost like hold their hand and help them do TV when it's up to them to catch up to you. Because that coach would never do that to a player. You know, Nick Saban's not going to do that, you know, to one of his quarterbacks, hold their hand. It's like, no, you catch up with us. And I think that'll be tricky because Reese has you know, got Pat McAfee up here, and then you got Saban down here as far as energy, voice. Now you got to bring maybe Pat down a little bit, and you have to bring Nick up a little bit. It's almost like, you know, when you're messing with the treble in the bass, when you're, you know, playing the stereo, that's what it is. You're trying to get, I got to get a little more treble over here. McAfee, a little more bass here. I don't know what the hell that means, but let's take a break. We'll come back with your phone calls. Top of the hour, got an interesting topic that has resurfaced with Robert Griffin Jr. III about what Caleb Williams should do to the Bears. We'll have that for you coming up in a little bit, back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
15 minutes from now, Robert Griffin Jr. III has advice for Caleb Williams. He says he should pull an Eli Manning. We'll talk about that as well. By the way, Kansas City Chiefs got a new wide receiver, Hollywood Brown. And he had this to say about joining the Chiefs.
When the Chiefs are interested in you, it's like, all right, you gotta take a look at that. I mean, of course, you know, I can go get, you know, some money, you know, at other places. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about winning. It's about, you know, what I want. And I feel like everything just worked out, you know, the way it should.
A couple of years ago, he was a thing. But it felt like every other game, Hollywood Brown had a highlight. And he had, what, 90 catches in a season a couple of years ago? But, I mean, Mahomes will make him better and probably taking less money to go there. So it'll be a one-year deal. Yeah, Mark?
Is he betting on himself?
Oh, yeah. Seton loves... loves when we talk about players who are betting on themselves. Anybody else? Aaron Judge, did he start he's betting on himself? And then now all of a sudden you got a lot of players betting on themselves. Russell Wilson, is he betting on himself?
Didn't have much of a choice, I don't think.
Okay. Justin Fields, is he betting on himself? Yeah, Paulie.
It feels like the Chiefs have this new plan of, after they let Tyreek Hill go, to know, they got to pay Mahomes and Kelsey and Chris Jones now. It's going to be a rotation at the wide receiver spot. Every year they'll add a guy or two, take Rashee Rice in the draft, who's basically cheap because he's a rookie. But they're not going to pay the wide receiver position, which is interesting. It's like, I don't know if it's akin to what Brady did. Remember when Troy Brown and David
Brady
Patton.
Didn't have a lot of consistency.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Gronk, but then Gronk was, you know, injured a lot.
Like Kelsey, they invested in the tight end.
Aaron Hernandez, they thought they had something there. Edelman came out of nowhere. They had Wes Welker, Troy Brown. Who was the Danny Amendola was also in there. You had Patton. Who's the Super Bowl MVP? Went to Seattle.
Deion Branch.
Deion Branch also in there as well. Yeah, kind of interchangeable parts there. Worth in North Carolina. Hi, Worth.
How you doing? First time, long time. A tough 175. Since North Carolina just got the sports betting legalized here, I'm just wondering if I should go into it or not. I don't want to waste my money, and I just missed y'all in Vegas, too. So, just wanted to get advice on sports betting.
Well, if you do it and you know what you're doing and you have a limit and you can abide by that, adhere to the limit, then you could do it and have fun. The number of people who think that they can make money off of this is alarming. And I see it happen. I've seen it happen for 40 years now. I thought I could make money. I did make money. Thankfully, I lost a bowl game and I lost $3,300. Best thing that happened to me, because I just took my winnings and that was it. Paid off school loans and I bought my mom a dishwasher. Then I was done. And I didn't want to bet again, because the winning didn't overshadow the losing. Like the winning, I thought, okay, I'm supposed to win. It's when you lose or when you lose in a devastating way. But if you do it and you want to have fun and you say, I got $50 or $100, it's when you go, I've lost $100. Now I'm going to bet another $100. Now you're down $200. And then that's what happens. It gets out of hand. It can get out of hand. Look, we got DraftKings as a sponsor, but I'm full transparency. I don't gamble. I appreciate, you know, the lines and watching, you know, bad beats and all of that. But, you know, I've been there. I know it. And if you do, I couldn't do it in a way where I go, I got $50 on this game. Oh, you know, I'm just watching it. Like, I never needed money on a game to watch a game. But just you have to really be aware of what you're doing, because you can go down the rabbit hole and you're not getting back out. Final hour on the way. Should Caleb Williams pull an Eli Manning, a John Elway, not go to the team that is expected to draft him? Pros and cons of that coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.